take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone. This is David Johnites. I'm your host, as always, bringing you the weekly reverse speech show, courtesy of the fine folks at SpiritQuestRadio.com. And we have, you're going to be seeing some changes very soon. We've got a brand new website that's all up and running, SQR.fm. The changes look really great on it. We're getting a new switchboard and all sorts of new fangled stuff. So all thanks to the tireless dedication of Holly Hall, who I guess it was her dream, Spirit Quest Radio, and she has worked tirelessly at it. We have six new hosts who have started this week. So I don't know how many hosts we've got now. There's got to be at least 40 or 50. I'm not too sure, but certainly quite a few. The Reverse Speech Show, which is brought to you every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, is the number two show on the Spirit Quest Radio Network, thanks to all the many reverse speech enthusiasts out there who listen to the show. I know some of you. I've just updated the Reverse Speech Facebook page. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, I haven't updated any thing on the Facebook page for two or three months. So I've been very, very remiss. So I updated that this morning. So all my loyal fans, go to the Reverse Speech page on Facebook and make some posts. See what I put up there. You will see also, if you go to the Reverse Speech website, to the latest news and updates, there's a couple of new updates up there. One is a set of reversals we're going to play on the show in the second half of the show tonight. And I've got some reversals for the first half. But we are going to look again at the JonBenet Ramsey case. Now, I actually found some reversals on my hard drive that I didn't know I had. And they fill in some of the missing pieces of the puzzle that I've had in my mind for 15 years over this case. It was in 1996, December 26, 1996, that it happened. So that's 15 years this year. So we're going to look at that in the latter half of the show. But for the first half of the show, we're going to look at some reversals on the Queen. Now, I've covered the Queen before, but we're going to revisit them, and I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. My YouTube page, which has the Queen reversals up there, has just received an enormous amount of hits in the last week or two, and that's presumably because of the royal wedding that takes place this Friday, and yes, I will be taping it, and yes, I will get reversals on the vows of William and Kate. That'll be interesting, won't it? I'll bring them to you in my show next week. Reverses on William and Kate. Wow. Will they tell us if their marriage will succeed or fail? I don't know. We'll find out, won't we? All right. I've been doing some interesting work with some remote viewing examples. Got some tapes due to arrive this week from a couple of different sources. One of them I can't talk about, and I can't even tell you why. So there you go. But another one I can talk about, and I've been looking at some remote viewing sessions and trying to find a connection between reverse speech and remote viewing. And this is all in preparation for the remote viewing conference that I'm lecturing at in June 17th, 18th, and 19th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Actually, my lecture is scheduled for Friday at 3:30, and I've got an hour and a half to cover reverse speech. I'm sure I can cover reverse speech in an hour and a half. Mind you, there's a lot to cover. And as you can tell by those of you who have been listening to my show for the last 2 years, I have covered a wide cross-section of topics on my show, And we're still bringing out new material all the time. That just is a credit to the 28 years of research I have at my disposal. A lot of work. How about that, hey? A lot of work, a lot of years. And we're going to continue bringing you more and more stuff. But anyway, the the YouTube video for the Queen's reversals about the death of Princess Di is what has got all the hits on YouTube the last couple of weeks. We're going to have a look at the video and read some of the comments and put some of your comments up. You know, as is always, no one is disputing the reversals are there. And I get this from the hard and fast skeptics too. They don't dispute the reversals are there. But they do dispute how they're getting there. And, of course, we've discussed this on the show before in previous shows. And but the major complaint about the Queen's reversals is they don't make sense. And I find that very strange because I think they make a lot of sense. And I was discussing this with Therese Johnson this morning. And you all know Therese. She's been a guest on this show many times. And conducted the show for me a couple of times when I have been unable to do so. And I asked her this morning, we were chatting on Skype, and I asked her, do the Queen's reversals make sense to you? And she said, well, yes, they do. And interesting enough, I watched a movie on TV last night called The Queen, and it was a two-hour movie about the whole controversy surrounding Princess Di's death. And the Queen's reaction to the death, and basically the Queen went into hiding up in Balmoral to grieve in private. But the British public saw this as cold-hearted on the Queen's behalf, and there was a huge public backlash against her. And Tony Blair, who was newly sworn in Prime Minister, actually had to convince the Queen and counselled her that she needs to come back to Buckingham Palace, fly the flag at half-mast, and issue a statement to the people. And so the Queen did. But it was only with great reluctance and at the edging of Tony Blair. So there we go. So let's start off with an easy reversal first. And we'll go from the easy ones to the hard ones, okay? So this is someone commented on this reversal this morning, I think, and said, what the F does that mean? And this is a reversal that says the fuss will serve us. But anyway, here's the forwards. Oops, that's not playing. Why is that not playing?
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And this reversal says the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us. The fuss will serve us.
Well, that's a fairly easy reversal to understand. She's basically saying that all the fuss and commotion around the death of Princess Di will ultimately serve the British monarchy, and that's one of the reasons why she's come back to make a speech to turn the fuss of the public backlash against the Queen around in their favour. And she's saying the fuss will serve us. It's internal dialogue, as she is saying to herself, yes, this will serve the British monarchy. To me, that's a very easy reversal to understand. It's a cold-hearted reversal. You know, I'm not saying the Queen's showing great compassion here, but she's basically in spin control. And the same as in this reversal here, she's also in spin control. And this is an internal dialogue as she starts to sell, and I use the word sell because that's in her reversal, as she starts to, well, let's just discuss the attributes of Princess Di.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And here she says, sell her, feel it now. Here we go.
Hello, feel it now.
Hello, feel it now. Hello, feel it now.
Now, that's what we call an internal dialogue reversal. She's talking to herself. She's selling the attributes of Princess Di, and she's telling herself to feel it now, to get into the spirit of this thing. You know, it's also a little bit cold, I must admit, and, you know, the fossil service is a little bit cold, and I think that's what these reversals reveal. Now, this other one, I could... you could be excused if you don't know what this one means. It's a rather deep metaphor. But anyway, let's just play it and then we'll talk about it. Here we go.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express the sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
And here she says, she needs this, soul was nicer. Here we go.
She needs this.
Soul was nicer. She needs this. Soul was nicer. She needs this. Soul was nicer.
Right, bit of a difficult reversal to interpret. My best guess is the she is referring to Princess Di. And Princess Di, in spiritually, the queen believes she needed this death, because her soul was nicer than her physical presence. So it's a spiritual thing. Almost this is good for Di, for her to move on, which is a very cold approach. You know, her soul is nicer than her physical presence, and she needs this. This is a good move for Di to move on to the next life. There you go. That's how I interpret that one. Here, let's run it again. Here's the forwards.
We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express the sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings.
Okay, so here is this one. She needs this. Soul was nicer.
She needs this.
Soul was nicer. She needs this. Soul was nicer. She needs this.
And let's turn the whole lot backwards and you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And there it was, right there. Let's just do that little section again. And there it is, right in amongst the gibberish there. Let's run the other ones again. Here's the reversal, sell her, feel it now. Here we go.
I, for one, believe there are lessons to be drawn from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death.
And this is sell her, feel it now. As she's psyching herself up for the speech, she's selling Di, and she's telling herself to feel the emotion.
Hello, feel it now.
And let's run the whole lot backwards. Here we go. And that was right there. And then the fossil service, the one that has seemed to confuse people the most. I would have thought they would have been more confused about she needs this, soul was nicer. But anyway, haven't got many comments about that one.
This week at Balmoral, we have all been trying to help William and Harry come to terms with the devastating loss that they and the rest of us have suffered.
And here we are, the fuss will serve us.
The fuss will serve us.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
The fuss will serve us, heavenly Edward.
And it was right at the very beginning there, wasn't it? Here it is again.
The fuss will serve us, heavenly Edward.
So there we go. Well, anyway, here we are. How many years since Princess Di's death? 97, wasn't it? So 14 years. 13 and a half. Anyway, something like that. And they say that Kate Middleton, William's new bride-to-be, Princess Kate, she will be as of Friday when she ties the knot with Prince William. It'll be the new Di, the Di of the 21st century. So we will see. Interesting. And, of course, being an Australian, I'm a royalist. Well, I shouldn't say that automatically. It's not all Australians are royalists. There's a fairly strong Republican movement here in Australia. People want to become a republic and to get rid of the Queen. The Queen is our Queen, in case you didn't know. We are part of the British Commonwealth, and the Queen has a representative in Australia, the Governor-General. Actually, there's been talk about Prince William becoming Governor-General of Australia. So who knows? I don't know. Anyway, there we go. A bit of Australian political history for you. While we're looking at reversals on the Queen, let me see. Here's one on Prince William. Here he is.
Did you feel that you were given a break for a while?
It didn't really matter, you know, whether they did in a way, because it was the enormity of the occasion and the pressure of all eyes on, as it were.
And this verse says, sympathy, I won't take it.
Sympathy, I won't take it.
Yeah, quite clear there. Let's run the whole lot backwards. And there it was there, quite clear amongst the gibberish there. I'm sure you would agree. Let me see, what other reversals do I have of the Queen? Hey, incidentally, let me get a number out. If you want to call in and speak to me during the show, the number is 201-793-9022. If you're in the United States, 201-793-9022. Then you have to enter the conference ID, which is 957-9082-pound. That's 957-9082-pound. It'll bring you to the switchboard here. I'll bring you in and you can have a chat. Or you can Skype us. Just go to sqr.fm and scroll down. And on the right-hand column, about halfway down, you'll see a big blue banner that says Skype us. And you can just click there. And that will bring you straight onto the switchboard here. And you can have a chat to me. There you go. I'll tap you if you like and find the reversals during the week and play them to you in the next show. No one has ever taken me up on that offer yet. I wonder if they are all too scared. I don't know. Here's a couple other reversals on the Queen.
Others, however, the future is a cause of understandable anxiety. There are many, for example, of my generation, or amongst more vulnerable in society, who worry that they will be left behind. The sheer rate of change seems to be sweeping away so much that is familiar and comforting.
Excuse my phone ringing in the background. And this verse says, now have terror. Just wait till that phone stops ringing. Verse says, now have terrible weather there. Here we go.
Now have terrible weather there.
And there we go. Make of that what you will. Here, there's an interesting. I'm just picking up some at random on the Queen here in light of the royal wedding on Friday.
Earlier this year, this group had been working in very difficult conditions amongst the refugees in the Balkans.
This verse says, the world's sick. I surveil her. Yeah, there we go. There's that one there. And here's another one on the Queen. Let's run this one.
Discovers at this conference highlighted how the varied strands of our shared history have been woven together so that we can more effectively address the challenges and opportunities ahead. Our common past has played a crucial part in bringing so many peoples together into the modern Commonwealth.
And this reversal says, but we've been a mess. That's one of the whole lot backwards, so you can hear that amongst the gibberish. Yeah, there it is, right there. Let's just do that
together.
Yeah, right there. All right, okay. Let me see. What's got? Oh, here we have another one on the Queen. Let's run this one forwards. I'm just picking some out. I'm not playing all of them. I'm just picking some out at random from my file here.
These timeless values tell us above all about the way we should relate to people rather than to things, thinking of others, not just of ourselves.
And so it says, sniff a little love for people. Wow. That one's clear. And let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish. And now it was quite clear there, wasn't it? Sniff a little love for people. How about that, eh? Let's run that small section again. Well, I guess that's what she'll be doing this Friday, won't she? She'll be sniffing a little love for people. She sounds a little bit distant to me. It's distant. That's what I get from the reversals on Princess Di and some of the other ones I'm playing. sniff a little love for people sort of sounds like she's having to psych it up. The world's sick, I surveil her. Yeah, she's sort of sitting on her throne. Well, I guess she's entitled to sit on the throne. She's a queen, isn't she? All right, here, let's, here's a one where she's lecturing to this, addressing the United Nations. I think this was a couple of years ago.
The aims and values which inspire the United Nations Charter endure to promote international peace, security and justice.
And this verse says, so share this honorary love. Yeah, so there we go. All right, we are going to go to break and then we're going to come back and look at some reversals on the Ramses.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk. Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
Yeah, very popular little course, the home study course. I've got to get more run off for my Las Vegas trip, don't I? I need to get cracking on that. Got some work to do. I leave in 6 weeks. Got some prep work. Got to get some more books in and all that type of stuff. Work out what reversals I'm going to play. And oh, gee whiz. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Should be a good conference, though. They're expecting 200 or 300 people there. So that'll be great. Nice, good. A receptive crowd for reverse speech. All right, let us look at the Ramses. Now, these are up on my website. were put up an hour ago. It's reversespeech.com/ramsey.htm. So if you want to go to my website, reversespeech.com/ramsey.htm. And these are the best reversals, the clearest out of, probably 50 to 100. All right, here we have, we're going to start off with JonBenet singing a song at one of her beauty pageants. Here we go. And back she says, "Mummy, now I know evil." Rather a chilling reversal, isn't it? To come from a young 6-year-old kid, you want kids to be more innocent than that, don't you? Yeah, let's run that again. Here's the forwards. Reversal, "Mummy, now I know evil." They are chilling, doesn't it? All right, here we have a reverse on Patsy Ramsey. And the suggestion had been that if there was an intruder in the house, it was someone that they knew. And she says, "I don't think we've ever knowingly met anyone who could be this vicious."
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And back, but she says, "I'm the only one.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one."
Rather chilling reversal. There's no one who can be that vicious except for her. She's the only one. Yeah, here's the Fords.
I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious.
And backwards.
I'm the only one.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
So that's a rather chilling statement to come out of Patsy Ramsey's mouth. All right, here's another one that has two reversals in it.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that that person may have confided in."
And Patsy Ramsey tells us who that person is, referring to the killer. And she says backwards, "I'm that person."
One if there is.
Damning reversals back to back there, isn't there? And then she says, "Seen that rape."
Seen that rape.
So what is the rape that she is referring to? Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards and hear those two reversals amongst the gibberish. "I'm that person and seen that rape." And there was those, "I'm that person and seen that rape." And here is the whole lot forward again.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this. And that is the killer and someone that that person may have confided in."
And first reversal.
One if there is.
And second reversal.
Seen that rape.
Now we have a reversal on John Ramsey that says, "Our rape hurt." Okay. So here's the forwards.
And we want to thank those people that care about us.
And he says, our rape hurt.
Our rape hurt.
So, what rape? I believe that John Belay was being molested or interfered with. I think the reversals point to the father. And I think Patsy Ramsey saw that. Although he says our rape, so there's others involved. And I want to play you a little reversal that gives us an insight into the mind of John Ramsey. And a little forward section I don't have here. He just talked about a little girl who had written to him following the death of John Bonet, and he was corresponding with her. And then he says this.
It's just been wonderful. So we've come out of this perhaps differently than you would expect in believing that there really is a lot of goodness in the world. And that's been an outcome that I think we certainly wouldn't have anticipated with this kind of tragedy.
And a long reversal. There's nice little girl. Then there's a syllable of gibberish. Then it says, let me look, let me nurse you, you get down on my fire. It's a nice little girl, let me look, let me nurse you, you get down on my fire. Here we go.
Nice little girl, you get down on my fire.
Nice little girl, you get down on my fire.
Very chilling reversal. I'm sure you would agree. Here's another chilling reversal. So I think John Bonet was being raped or molested that night. Now, then we have a reversal on Patsy. Here we go.
Your Honor, it was the day after Christmas, and we were going to go visiting.
He says it was the day after Christmas, we're going to go visiting, but the reversal tells us what she really did. Backwards it says, I struck her head. There you go. John Bonet had a large gash on her head. And here we have Patsy saying, I struck her head. Why did she strike her head? I don't know. Reversals don't give me a motive. I believe that she was being molested. Maybe Patsy found out and got upset. I don't know. But quite a clear reversal. I struck her head. Here's the forwards.
Your Honor, it was the day after Christmas, and we were going to go visiting.
And I struck her head. Now that reversal has been sitting on my hard drive since 97. I'm amazed I have never pulled it out or never played it. I can't believe that I'd forgotten all about it. But there we go. We have quite a pretty damning reversal here. Now we have an equally damning reversal on John.
To sit there and wait by ourselves.
And this one says, sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist. Sliced her up, rapist.
No, I think the sliced her up probably refers to the garrote around the throat. She was, John Bonet was garrotted, and it would have sliced into her throat. I'm not aware of any other wounds on her body. I don't even know whether the autopsy is available. Anyway, here's the forwards again.
To sit there and wait by ourselves.
And sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist. Sliced her up, rapist.
So there we go. Two damning reversals in a row. I struck a head on the Patsy. And sliced her up, rapist on John. There were reversals that have been sitting in my files for years. All right, so there we have before the crime, that's a rape. Then we have the crime itself, which is I struck her head. I sliced her up, rapist. Then we have after the crime, Okay, so we got these reversals. Here we go. First one on Patsy.
People we haven't seen for years have come to call and is supportive.
And this one says, the lock with muck.
The lock with muck. The lock with muck. The lock with muck.
Okay, now, what on earth does that refer to? Well, JonBenet's body was found in a sealed room in the basement. The police had checked the basement out first, hadn't found anything. Then JonBenet's dad, John Ramsey, went down to the basement. There was this old lock that was hard to open. Opened the lock, and in the room was JonBenet, who had been dead. Okay, so why is Patsy saying the lock with muck? All right, here's another reversal about the lock. This is John Ramsey.
Well, no, I mean, I read it very fast. I was out of my mind, and it said, don't call the police, you know, that type of thing. And I told Patsy to call the police immediately.
And this reversal says, sealed the lock.
Sealed the lock. Sealed the lock. Sealed the lock.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and hear that amongst the gibberish.
Sealed the lock, what does
it? That was right there. Sealed the lock. Do that again.
Sealed the lock, what does it?
And I thought I heard another reversal back here about the lock. There it is again. It says it twice. Sealed the lock.
Call the police and the seal for lock. Call the police and the seal for lock. You said what?
So, I think that the lock is referring to the room that the body was put in. And I think they put the body in the room intending to get rid of it some other time. And here's another reversal about sealing the body. Here's Patsy Ramsey.
We were just frantic, and I immediately dialed the police and 911, and she was trying to calm me down, and I said our child had been kidnapped.
And this reversal says, sealed the bad here, your lady mannequin.
Sealed the bad, yeah.
And I think the Lady Mannequin is referring to with JonBenet, of course, and she was a painted doll. If you've seen all the pictures of her as a beauty queen, she was really painted and dolled up. And sealed the bad here, your lady mannequin is a reference to that. And the bad was sealed in the room. The lock with muck, sealed the lock, and sealed the bad here. All right, so once the body was sealed, what did they do next? They wrote a ransom note. Well, Patsy did. Here we have it.
I'm Patsy Ramsey, my name's Mother.
And this reversal says, and I planned the note. And interestingly enough, Patsy, they did handwriting analysis, and Patsy Ramsey could not be excluded as being a suspect writer of the note. So there was a meaning that she could not be excluded from suspicion as being the writer of the note. But here we have a very clear reversal, and I planned the note. Here it is again. Let's run the forwards.
I'm Patsy Ramsey, and I planned the note.
And I planned the note. Okay, so they sealed the. They struck. JonBenet was raped. They struck her in the head. They sliced her up with the garrote. They sealed the body in the room. They planned the ransom note, and then they set their counter plan in action by calling all their friends.
Then I dialed some of our very closest friends, and they didn't even ask. I just said, come.
And this reversal says, this is a plan.
This is a plan. This is a plan.
This is a plan.
So that's a plan that they called out to call their friends. Let's run the whole lot backwards.
This is a plan that ended it.
Oh, hang on. This is a plan that ended it.
This is a plan that ended it.
They didn't even ask. I just said,
this is a plan that ended it.
They didn't even ask. I just said,
this is a plan that ended it.
This is a plan, we've ended it, is what the reversal says.
They didn't even ask, I just said,
this is a plan, we've ended it.
Wow. All right, I'm going to have to add that reversal on it, doesn't it? Well, they have ended, haven't they? And here's John talking about, the plan. Let's, here we go. Let's run this forward.
At least up till yesterday, is that any time spent looking at us is time that's wasted. And that in part is why we brought in an investigative team as well to immediately look in other directions. And I know there are other directions to be looked at.
And when he talks about the investigative team, he says, I've done it. It's a show you're running. There we go.
Going at it. It's a show you're running.
Going at it. It's a show you're running. Going at it.
Oh, it's your show you're running, not a show you're running. It's I done it, it's your show you're running.
Going at it, show you're running.
Going at it, show you're running. Going at it, show you're running.
Yeah, so another confession, I done it, and it's his show. He's just spinning it the way he wants. And this reversal also reveals,
to those of you who may want to ask, let me address it very directly. I did not kill my daughter, JonBenet. There have also been innuendos that she has been or was sexually molested. I can tell you those were the most hurtful innuendos to us as a family.
And this reversal says, gotta sell you.
Yeah, that's how we look.
Yeah, that's how we look. Yeah, that's how we look.
And he's gotta sell them on this plan. Let's run the whole lot backwards and hear that reversal amongst the gibberish. And there it is right there. Got to sell you. Here we go. And let's run it forwards and reverse again. Here's the whole forward context.
To those of you who may want to ask, let me address it very directly. I did not kill my daughter, JonBenet. There have also been innuendos that she has been or was sexually molested. I can tell you those were the most hurtful innuendos to us as a family.
In reversal, got to sell you.
Yeah, that's how we look.
Yeah, that's how we look. Yeah, that's how we look.
And To compound this even more, here's John Ramsey again.
Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, what do you want to say to the killer of your daughter?
We'll find you. We will find you. I have that as a sole mission for the rest of my life.
Now he vows to find the killer and says in reverse, we now fool you.
We now fool you.
We now fool you. We now fool you.
So it's a con. He has no intention of finding the killer. Because, as the reversals, I'm sure you'll agree, quite clearly say that they are the killer. And here we have John Ramsey's ex-wife standing up for him.
A blunt question.
Okay.
Is John Ramsey a child abuser?
No, he is not. He's affectionate, kind, and very gentle.
Any suggestions from other family, other friends, girlfriends, and so on? So that may be the case.
No, there has never been any other suggestion from any other source.
And this one says we're lying in their defense.
We're lying in their defense.
We're lying in their defense.
And that's from the Harlot Backwards and Hear It Amongst the Gibberish. And it was there quite clear amongst the gibberish, I'm sure you would agree. So, quite some interesting stuff there, isn't there? Listen, folks, I could take a quick break. I will leave you with a small bit of the Reverse Speech Hobbies course, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hi, my name is David John Oates, and I would like to welcome you to this 6-hour audio training course about reverse speech. This audio series is designed to teach you the basics of reverse speech, from how to locate genuine speech reversals to interpreting their meaning, how to prompt reversals, and also some of the history of reverse speech. It will teach you how to become a true reverse speech hobbyist. To begin, let's look back at some of the beginnings of reverse speech back in 1987.
In 1987, an Australian researcher named David John Oates announced to the public that after 3 years of research into a phenomenon known as backward masking, he had discovered another human sense. David Oates claimed that hidden within the sounds of speech there existed a second covert form of communication. He called it reverse speech, the voice of the unconscious mind. Here's an extract from the very first news broadcast that heralded this revolutionary discovery.
Two Adelaide researchers claim they've discovered the seventh sense through their study of backward masking, the practice of listening to music and speech played in reverse. David Oates and Greg Albrecht say they have had thousands of examples of unintentional backward messages found on tapes of speeches by politicians, rock music, even plain everyday conversations.
It started with the Beatles, the Fab Four had teenagers around the world playing songs backwards to hear bizarre references to drugs, Satan, even the rumoured death of Paul McCartney. Now two Adelaide men have taken the study of backward masking further in what they say is a world first in research into the subject. They've come up with the startling conclusion that subconscious thoughts unintentionally appear in speech.
And it wouldn't be long before other news services started reporting on the story.
Tape record someone speaking, then play it backwards. Sounds bizarre, you'll think it all sounds like gibberish. But according to two Adelaide researchers, there are secret messages to be heard in backward speech. The technique is called backmasking, and after hours of listening, these researchers have developed a theory to explain it. Hardwick's reports.
David's theories are gaining acceptance. Psychotherapist Caroline Mead has been using his expertise in treating her patients.
If there's something that we're not picking up on, some strong drive that's going on, I often suggest that the person do a session with David, and when they bring the reversals back, it becomes very apparent as to what's going on.
David has also been used in a couple of child molestation claims and recently actually helped the New South Wales police in a murder case.
So David Oates' research into the science of reverse speech is now starting to be accepted in the United States and Australia. As Michael Beattie found out, David claims reversals reveal our inner thoughts.
If people think we're crazy, well, that's fine. I'm sure they thought Isaac Newton was crazy too.
Is this a sign of that sort of magnitude? Has this been a change?
All right, there we go. A little bit of my early, very early news broadcast there. Gee, that takes me back in time. That was 1987 when I first went public with my good mate, Greg Albrecht, who co-authored the very first book on reverse speech and the voice of the inner mind. It was subtitled, and the main title was Beyond Backward Masking. If you want to get a copy of that, it's available as a e-book. And just go to the Reverse Speech website, www.reversespeech.com and click on the product section of the site, and that will take you there. So there you go. Okay, so that was some reversals on the Ramses. I'm sure you would agree, some pretty incriminating reversals there. And I think they laid out fairly straightforward as what happened. We've got before the crime, we've got the crime itself. What we don't have is the motive. And maybe I need to do more reversals. Oh, gee, I wouldn't even know where those audio tapes are now. But it would be nice if we had a motive. But we've certainly got it all laid out here. Patsy's saying, I'm the only one. I'm that person. I struck her head. John saying, sliced her up, rapist. I mean, it's pretty sort of graphic stuff. And then sealing the lock. The room where the body was found, and planning the ransom note, and then planning out the whole scenario afterwards. Fairly damning story. So make of that what you will. I don't know what we're going to do next week. I'm sure I'll work something out for you, as I always do. Still got a whole bunch of reversals in the archive to dig into and pull out some stuff. So, still got a few analysts I need to get on. You know, I'll have to see if I can arrange another guest for you. But I may pull up more stuff out of the archives. May even have reversals on the royal wedding. Wouldn't that be great? I wonder, of course, we don't get recordings of the reception. That's where all the speeches will be made. Now, wouldn't that be great? To get recordings of the speeches of the wedding reception at Buckingham Palace. Oh, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall with a tape recorder for that little scenario? That would be pretty awesome, I reckon. Hey, talk about having a new tape recorder. I bought one of those digital recorders. Finally, I broke down. After all the years of using tape recorders, I bought a digital recorder a couple of weeks ago. I got it for $59. Recording quality is excellent. I'm just stoked with it. Over the moon. Little digital recorder, and, you know, it's just the size of a, gee whiz, it's just a little tiny thing, size of a cigarette lighter almost. And you just hold it in your hand and record, and then it transfers over to your computer, and then you've got your little MP3 file on the little laptop there, which you can open up with the Verse Speech program. Pretty nifty little thing, I think. What do you reckon, eh? So there we go. The days of reverse machines are over, but with digital tape recording and the Reverse Speech software, you can, the software you can get for $79 and a digital tape recorder for $50 or $60. So you can get started in Reverse Speech for $150. There you go. Buy the software off our site. Go to your local electronics store and get a little digital recorder for $50 or whatever price you can get it for. And as they say in Australia, Bob's your uncle. A little bit of Aussie slang there for you folks. Okay, don't forget, I'm going to be in Las Vegas June 16th, 17th and 18th at the International Remote Viewing Conference. If you can come along, I'd love to see you there. It's a very reasonable price. I think it's about $330 or something for the weekend. Anyway, it's all on my website. Go to the website and have a look. There's a link there to the remote viewing conference, and you can log in and sign up and register and do all that sort of good stuff. So there you go, folks. Well, we are about out of time. If you want to call me personally, my number is Erica in America. I've got a US number that rings at my desk here in Adelaide, Australia. And the number is 760-666-5186. That's 760-666-5186. Call me for session work or training or just general inquiries about reverse speech. And I will answer the phone and speak to you. Thank you very much, everyone. See you next week. Bye.
Help us supporting our